Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, tonight, I might as well say, we're taking a different approach on tonight's show. Because all the bullshit that WFSO has been dealing with ever since we done last year's King of the State, and the bullshit that is continuing today. Okay, if some of y'all are not familiar with this, but last June, well, I will say we wind that back to April when we find out we was going to be able to do a show at Summerfest. There's like little bit of people like going in each other's ears little bit by little bit. And they think that the show was going to end up being disaster or whatnot. And but the positive thing that happened ever since we announced that we were doing a wrestling show at Summerfest, our group members in the group really increased. And it's still increasing as this day. Okay, so we did our show, then a few people that were supposed to show up didn't show up. And we're thinking half of the things because the people were whispering in their ear and stuff like that, like they Vince McMahon or like some high mighty power authority or anything like that. Which, to me, it doesn't make any goddamn sense. We didn't know this about this until we were bashed because we supposedly put on a bad show. And the thing is that, okay, so I know some people is trying to listen in, so just bear with me. Okay. Now, for the people that were judging the show and didn't even, you know what I mean, just saying that it was terrible, they only stayed there for like two matches, and they didn't look at the rest. It's just unbelievable. It's just like all that hate because you're trying to give back to the wrestling community, that half of them are just, I'm just saying, just some of these people just think they high and mighty and like everybody should listen to me and I'm this perfect person, I'm the one that should be listened to and stuff like that. The thing is, we never try to prove anything that we're better than any fed. We're not trying to be a fed or anything like that, period. We are Wrestling Fans Speak Out. This wrestling group name, website, all that stuff, by fans, for fans. For the fans like us that don't have a voice and can finally have one. So I guess like not having a voice is the wrong thing to do according to certain people. Saying we're ruining tradition of wrestling today. Because they don't so-called approve what we're doing. And the sad thing is like they're just riding on coattails on certain people. They can easily just like listen to and get manipulated and don't even know the reason. They just make up reasons why, oh, they shouldn't come see us or anything like that. You did a bad show. And some of the people that make that judgment wasn't at none of the shows we had done so far. Of course, I'm going to admit there was a few bad shows which didn't work out. And so whatever, you learn, you move on. Sad thing is everybody doesn't know, everybody keeps forgetting that they started as a fan. Everyone started in the wrestling business as a fan. And they become passionate about the wrestling business. They love what they love about the wrestling business. It just saddens, pains me that They claim that we screwed up wrestling in Wisconsin, which, in all honesty, it was screwed up before we even came into the scene. This is like, you got a lot of people like the staff, people in the back. You got a lot of people that want to say, oh, I did this girl, I hit this girl, I got with her, and blah, 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 blah. And just like, you got people that you cannot even trust in the business. I guess like one mistake was like, we're trying to, we do have friends that's, you know, that's wrestling fans. And of course, some that's, you know, wrestling in the wrestling business right now. Yeah, you got some that's your friends that can get like big headed, and ego can just be just so massive. I don't even think half the time they know what they're doing. It's just sad. But going for the drama that was through today, although a promoter did apologize, I just learned from by some people is like, sometimes you still gotta watch your back regardless of whatever happens. So we're gonna be moving on from today. I was down there watching an MIAW show, talking to a few people like Chad, and also with just a few others that I was hanging with. Watching the show, liking the show, my own business and stuff like that, and it was a good show. And they did have a good crowd. And it was a team, they called themselves Arch Angles. They're like two big black guys, maybe about like 2 inches taller than me, built like a rock. Just put it that way. They were one of the most impressive teams I had ever seen in my life in the indie scene. And I guess they only worked together, or they started in the company for like a few months. And those guys really, really impressed me. So I see them whenever MIAW decides to bring their shows right back. They will be one of the guys to watch for. And I think you guys are going to like them too. During me watching it, there's a group I'm supporting that's called Wisconsin Wrestling Crew. And I know there were some plans for like trying to make this thing go big, but no, I'm going to tell you the truth about what's behind WWC. It was supposed to be me and a few others. It was supposed to be just like a small group, nothing big, but just have like wrestling fans just keep in contact with each other. It wasn't nothing big, or it wasn't going to be planned for anything big. But the two people that I got in charge wants to make it bigger, like huge, more than anything. I guess they named me president. Like, yeah, it was the idea for me to come up with the name, but it wasn't my idea for like making it as big as they wanted, or is it going to be. But I stand behind the Wisconsin Wrestling Crew 100%. Only because I like the direction and I like where it's going. And Nick and Alejandro are doing an amazing job with the group right now. So there's no way I can take away from that. So that group is going to be big in the near future. I'm going to support it 100% no matter what. Now I'm just saying, this group is going to be something, so just look out for it. But today, I'm getting the email messages that I don't know what happened between this person and that person, but some odd reason, I end up getting involved with the situation that was saying that I'm flattered that you're running your own group and good luck. Which was, this is what I heard, that there was more said what we know right now. I guess from what was said, it was like a person trying to explore. Excuse me. They're trying to explain why they had this sort of group going on and stuff. But the thing is, if you're trying to have a wrestling group and you're trying to be, if you're like a wrestling fan in the indie scene and in the national scene, like with WWE, why would you name your group after a wrestling fan? That just shows that you're kind of biased. It just don't make no sense at all. I'm so busy with this show right now that's going on, but I'm going to try to move on from it and just keep going with what I need to say. So, I'm going to play a song right quick, gather my thoughts together, and we will continue this. So just give me a minute, probably a few minutes, and we'll be right back. Today, it's like, of course, you know, people go through changes. I don't know, they finally got hit their puberty or or wherever the fact may be, that you got some people that's big-headed in the business, think they're untouchable, they're on top of the world. And like I said, I still got respect for some of the promoters and anything like that. And like I said, I'm going to go back to wrestling shows when I think fits best for me. And I said, it's going to be a surprise on what show I go to and what show I come back to and what I'm going to represent. So, my thing is this, like, you do what you do, you like what you like, don't let nobody tell you different. If you're like passionate, and if you're either a wrestling fan or trying to be a wrestler, go for it. But remember this, remember where you come from and remember where you got started. And never forget where you come from and who you are. Now, I think a lot of people today forget where they come from, and they let their ego so far up their ass, they don't even think. So, the thing is, people like want to talk about tradition in the wrestling business, while there's half of them ain't even following tradition in the first place. They want to break tradition, they want to tear other companies down and hate on their parade.
This is why Milwaukee Wrestling, which was a similar company to WSSO, stopped running and shut down everything they were doing.
Right. Either I try to make an attempt for them to try to come back and...
they're just not interested.
Exactly.
Because the same people who are jumping on us right now jumped on them.
But I guess the only difference is not going to quit. We're not going to bow down to anybody.
No, as I told you, I said, what we've got to do is go back and find out. Go back to the time when wrestling was fun for you. Right now, I have no desire whatsoever to have anything to do with any local wrestling company. I really don't, and you know that. The reason is because people from certain wrestling feds saying that we lied about our son. Come and say that to my fucking face. I'm sorry, I'm going to cut up a storm right now because I've been holding this in for a long time. Anybody who knows us knows that Matthew was a wanted child, was a child we were excited about having. And the rug was then pulled up out of from under us. When we went for the ultrasound to be told, I'm sorry, your child is dead, was words that we never expected. The other thing we never expected was people who considered to be our friends turning their back on us and making these little conversations. And I will start naming names if I have to. And I'm not going to put up with that. You can say what you like about me, but you bring my kids into it, it's fucking on, and I will take any motherfucker down for it. Simple as that. I don't care who you are. You know, to me, it's a low blow and shows what type of man you are when you come out.
Or woman.
Or woman, because there was a woman who said it as well. When you come out of left field and make some comments about my son who isn't even breathing. I don't give a shit who you are. You are a low-life motherfucker in my book. And those people who support this particular person, and Fat Boy and the Ugly Gimp Bitch.
You mean, that's what?
Fat Boy and the Ugly Gimp Bitch is how they're being referred to. Just carry on. Just let it carry on, because I'm telling you right now, the person who had the little chat in that group you were on about today, who deleted some of his comments, is also the person who came to me and said, oh, by the way, if you bothered letting people help you, you would understand your business more. Excuse me, one, we're the ones who supported your fucking ass when everybody else turned their back and said that what you were doing was a waste of time. I'm the one who put your business cards in my memorial bag. And all I asked for in return was a pack of pens that you could get from the freaking dollar store, which you couldn't do. Those people making comments about what I do for Maddie's memory and everything can kiss my ass. They don't know what I've done. All they're doing is sitting around having a little gossip around a knitting circle. You bring my kids into it, and I'm telling everybody, and I'm putting them on notice. One more thing goes around about either of my boys, and you're going to end up in court with a slander lawsuit, and I ain't joking. Then you better go to your prepaid legal and get your fucking help. I've stayed pretty calm and pretty above board with people and haven't resorted to cussing people out, but I'm getting there because I'm getting to the point of being sick and tired of it. You think you know what's going on in that people's world? You don't know crap. Because you don't know what I'm doing. You don't know the nominations I'm up for. You don't know the books I've published. And you don't know the fact that I finished school 6 weeks ahead of where I should have been. So then you want to come out and attack AJ and WFSO? Go right ahead. Make your best comments. Make your best shot. People are being used for their money. That's all they're being used for. We have never sold out to anyone, and we stand behind what we've done.
And we ain't going to sell out to nobody now.
People who have joined us, WFSO, and then went on their way and are now sleeping with the sound guy, she wants to go around saying comments like, we made promises we couldn't get through. No, you made promises you could back up. We opened the door for you. That's the reason why you're at all these damn shows, because we got you in the door. You want to go around making comments saying WFSO didn't do anything for you? Oh, that's why, because after dealing with us, when people saw you selling tickets at our show, suddenly MIAW and all that lot wanted you to sell tickets at their show. So people want to keep making comments, go straight right ahead. Because I will make note, I will take photocopies, I will take screenshots. And your asses are all going to end up in court. Little trust fund babies, little stay-at-home boys who live with their mamas. Yeah, we may not have been fortunate in stuff that we went on. We were made homeless because we had to bury our kid, and it broke us. But what did we do? We scraped our way back. We didn't go crying to mommy and daddy to bail us out like so many others. If any of these people were half as good as they claim they are, they'd be on the WWE roster. There are a couple of us that I have extreme respect for. Extreme respect for being hardworking and pushing their way through. But the ones making the comments and the little wannabe thug zombie fans hanging around with them can kiss my ass.
Truth of the matter is, people want to talk about tradition. Like I said, and like Hizzle explained it best, it seems like people want to do things for themselves. It's like, oh, we do care about wrestling. No, you don't. You will care about everybody that's in the wrestling. And the thing is like, of course, everybody going to have their opinion, whatever. But it seems like everybody always get jump on the opinion because they like this certain person. They like this certain person. The thing is, so what? But don't try to call them names or say, oh, how stupid they are because they like this and like that. And then there you got some promoters, oh, because you run it in that area that I'm running, you shouldn't. What the fuck? We ran in that area first, and you want to be politically correct. There was somebody else that ran there before we did, if you want to go, put it out like that. And they want to say, follow tradition. You know what? I'm done with following tradition. I'm going to do things where I think I see fit. And what the people that really care that are WFSO fans or WWC fans or members, it matters what they think, not what everybody else and the dick riders think, what it is. So from this point on, and I'm making sure this at this day forward, fuck tradition. It's going to be a new day. Good night.